Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 4th of March 2011. Bagel Broadcast Friday is upon you. We've got a fantastically full day today. I hope you enjoy it. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the big news is that the BBC iPlayer is going to come to all the rest of you. Yes, the international BBC iPlayer will be out there. It's been confirmed by Mark Thompson, the BBC Director General, and it's only going to cost you £6 a month. Now, that's less than we pay for the licence fee over here in the UK, so I'm subsidising you all you get. Well, never mind. I'm glad you've got it. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you use it. No less than 21 pieces of malware have been found in the Android marketplace. It highlights Google's vulnerability for this because it's gone through in the marketplace in some applications. If you go to androidpolice.com, you can find the full list in there. And there's 30 more applications that have been found by a group called Lookout. It's not good. Not surprisingly, some of these applications are based around sex, but there's a few that aren't. Falling Down, Super Guitar Solo, Super History Eraser, Photo Editor, and Chess are all in there, unfortunately. You need to go and have a look. You need to find out if you've got it, and if you have, make sure you get it off your device as soon as you possibly can. iPad 2's come, of course. Uncle Steve stood up and said it was fantastic and fine and dandy and had a go at everyone else in the process, it would seem. Very few people would have walked away from that feeling unoffended. But it's definitely coming to the UK as well. Orange and T-Mobile have guaranteed that they're going to be selling the iPad 2 with data plans, so you can go to them. O2 have said that they are not going to be doing any selling of the iPad, but they'll still give you data plans for it. The other news around iPad is really good, really bad, and extremely ugly. The minute the iPad 2 was announced, it was fantastic news for everyone that had just bought a brand new iPad, because it means you're going to get a $100 refund. Of course, you've got the 14-day return window, so you can always take it back and upgrade to your iPad 2, which I think is going to be a far more sensible decision. It's not worth the $100, but who knows, it's your choice. One other fantastic piece of news is that FireMint is the first group to announce their use of the enhanced graphics for the iPad. They've updated Real Racing to Real Racing 2 HD, and I've seen some of the screen captures and graphics. Oh, speechless. They look absolutely stunning, as good as anything that I've seen for any of the race car games in the last few years. March Madness is coming to iPad and iPhone for free. That's nothing to do with the iPad 2, but March Madness on the iPad is fantastic. I guess I'm not going to get it over here in the UK, but we'll have to see if there's a hack of some description. AT&T in the Slightly Mad has announced, of course, that it's going to sell iPad 2 to everybody, but unlike the iPad 2, the data plans are not staying the same. If you want a prepaid plan with 250 megabytes of data on it, it's going to cost you $15 a month. $25 to get the 2 gig of data, and any of your overages are going to be charged at $10 per 1 gig, which sounds absolutely horrific. For the same amount of money, I get 15 gigs of data over here. Just saying. AT&T has also confirmed that it's going to support the personal hotspot for the iPhone, so that's not too bad at all, is it? $45 will get you 4 gig of data on the Data Pro plan, and they've said that they're quite happy that they haven't got the mass exodus that they thought from the iPhone. Everyone said that people were going to leave AT&T like a sinking ship that it was and run over. And in fact, AT&T estimated to lose 225,000 customers. In fact, they've only lost 150,000, so that's not bad. AT&T estimated to lose customers. When does a business estimate to lose customers? Good God. And in the slightly ugly, the Wi-Fi only Motorola Zoom has popped up at Sam's Club, ready for sale. Yes. Guess what? It's $539 for the basic version, which isn't as good as the one that comes out for the iPad, which is at $499. That seems like a really bad idea. Oh, dear, dear, dear. And finally, the really ugly news is that Microsoft is planning on a tablet OS. Not because it's known to be no good, because I think it would probably be very, very good, but it's not coming until autumn 2012. So by the time it arrives, it'll be out of date. One of the things that is at the cutting edge, though, is the Ford Sync. And the Ford Sync has gone global. Yes, at start of 2012, the Ford Focus will come with Ford Sync for you to buy. And the good news is it's going to be in 19 different languages, including French, Spanish, and most of the European nations. Portuguese is in there for Brazilian market as well. But Russia and China are also covered by it. And Arabic is in there too. Not to mention Korean and Japanese. Well done, Ford. I really fancy Ford Sync, I've got to say, from just the things I've heard on the Twit network. VIA has announced the Eden X2 processor. Apparently, it's the world's most efficient dual-core processor. It may only be dual-core technology, but it's extremely good because it works without a fan. They created the lowest power one, the Nano X2, and now they've got the Eden X2. This thing's perfect for phones, and it's perfect for cameras, and it's perfect for tablets. So you can see this one popping up regularly all over the place. And Opera has got a very dubious honour. They're the first BitTorrent client to be included in the Mac App Store. Yes, because of course Opera does BitTorrenting very, very well. They've managed to get listed. They've also been listed as an over 17 application. And in good spirit, they've put on their own blurb that you're going to have to be over 17 to use this program. Be careful. Oh dear. And finally, apparently, there's a new planet. Apparently, it's four times the size of Jupiter, which is pretty big, and is sitting outside the outer edge of our solar system, but it's definitely there. Some bright sparkers called it Titch. I don't think that's probably correct, though. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again at 11 o'clock this morning with the photo show. Then 1 o'clock, we've got the Mac show. At 3 o'clock, we're going to have a very special event with Graham Cluley from Sophos. He's going to come along and tell us about the Mac Trojan that Sophos have just recently found and tell us a bit more about why you've got to think a bit more carefully if you're using Mac these days. And then finally, we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show at 10 p.m. Come and join us for all of them. Pull up a beer and a chair and have a great time. Have a good day and a great weekend, and thanks for listening. If you want a pre-played pan, if you want a pre-played pan, buy a Zoom.